Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to The Checkout. Have you subscribed to the show yet on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Play? Well, if you haven't, do so now. And while you're there, give us an outstanding 5-star rating while you're at it. I'm Simon Rentner. Well, I'm happy to announce The Checkout is going to South Africa for the 20th annual Cape Town International Jazz Festival beginning March 29th. And we got a big WBGO group going along with us as well. One of the artists performing at this year's festival is the trumpeter Keon Harold, who you're listening to right now. But on today's show, we're going to hear a new recording by the trumpeter performed at the Bushwick Artist Collective, known as Hybrid Music. Well, what is Hybrid Music in Brooklyn? Is it a recording studio, a digital music channel, an artist commune? Well, for Keon Harold and the soul pop artist known as Kimbra, the tribal hip-hopper Farrah Boulay, and the Fender Rhodes aficionado Mark Carey, it's all of the above. This artist-friendly media platform is a safe place where musicians can find their comfort zone, workshop their ideas, and display their musicianship to the world. On today's show, we'll speak to the brainchild behind Hybrid Music, the recording engineer Tariq Khan, a well-connected Montrealer who dreams bigger things can come out of New York's bustling music scene. He'll talk about teaming up with other like-minded New York music industry folk to create this vital platform for many of today's underrated artists. Besides hearing music from Keon Harold, we're going to hear performances from the keyboardist Mark Carey, the singer-drummer Smithsonian, the funk band known as Ghost Note, and a truly awesome solo performance by the singer Kimbra, all coming your way in this program. This is The Checkout, produced at WBGO in Newark. Thanks for checking in. Founder and curator of Hybrid Music in Bushwick, Brooklyn, Tariq Khan, mixing some of the finest in the music that we call jazz and beyond. But you're just all over the place, hailing from Montreal, Canada, and now running a studio with Nikki Birch on video, shooting acts ranging from Kimbra to Marcus Strickland to Radar Ellis, the MC, to Smithsonian, the drummer and singer, Mark Carey, the stalwart keyboardist. What is Hybrid Music, Tariq Khan?
Well, Hybrid Music, it's a platform that we're launching, and we're trying to make a hub, a go-to resource, where non-commercial artists that are at the top of their game are being celebrated and representing the community, because all of them know each other, they respect each other, they exist within this world. But when you search for it anywhere online, you can't really find this one spot where they're all hanging out. It tends to be weighted as, you know, a label might be presenting the artists that they value the most, or there might be a blog that's more focused on, you know, more fashionable artists. But this is really about the music and the culture.
So you actually do have an official slogan for this, right?
We do. It's Hybrid Music, the artists that artists love.
Let's get right to it. Let's listen to a New York treasure on Fender Rhodes. His name is Mark Carey here, joined with Russell Carter, Rasan Carter, and J.S. Williams, performing at Hybrid Music. Thank you. We're here with Tariq Khan from Hybrid Music. Okay, so you are first a studio engineer, mixing records. That's how you got started, and throwing jam sessions in Montreal, open mic sessions. So you were already a community music builder, but this is just the next step in that evolution.
There's a little story behind it. You want to hear the story?
Yes, of course.
Okay. It was 2006. I was in Cuba. I did a few records in Havana. And there was this singer named Janet Valdez. And now she sings sometimes with Chucho, sometimes with the Buena Vista Social Club. But she's just like this nasty vocalist. She's Santeria, religion. So it was cool. It's like watching this person channel all these energies. What I arranged was a cultural exchange for her to come to Canada and record her record. So we were going to do a Santeria, like, soul record. So I brought her to Canada, and seeing her just murder it on stage, I was like, oh, this is going to be a piece of cake. You know, we'll just knock it out. And what ended up happening is I got her in the studio when there was no audience, and she was struggling. Like, she had never really recorded that way. But as part of this cultural exchange, we had to do a music performance once per month while she was there. She was there for 6 months. And every time we did a musical performance, she would murder it. The whole crowd would lose their She was just gifted. And then we get to the studio the next day and she'd be struggling. So I had to find a solution. So there was this space underneath my recording studio over there. It was like a Haitian arts center. And what I did is I called a dude with a wet drill to come. He drilled a hole through the floor, like a 3-foot hole. And we passed all the cables down from my recording studio. And I arranged the whole situation. We're using plexiglass booths, using certain types of isolation chambers, and some different routing techniques than you'd typically see in a studio or in a live performance recording. And I was able to get 150 people in to a show. And we recorded her whole record on the spot. But I captured it sonically to sound like it was an album.
Did she know this was happening?
Oh, yeah, no. It was all like, hey, you know, we're going to run out of time. Let's get like 150 people in front of you. You know what I mean? She killed it. That was an incredible proof of concept. Then I was looking at everything through, like, wow, that worked really well. So all these artists that I was working with in Montreal, they would murder it. And even, you know, when I was out on tour and stuff, you'd see them murder it at the show. And then in the studio, they come back and they were good in the studio. But they, like, touched God while they're performing in front of an audience. So when I came to New York, I wanted to push that whole model of recording, getting really touched, really special performances in front of an audience by using the audience as the ghost producer, you know, the type of producer who's getting a performance out of the artist. Well, get an audience in front of them. They don't need a producer. They don't need one to get a performance of a lifetime.
And we are sitting here with Tariq Khan, and he is on the forefront of artists that are creating new sounds today. And he's going to introduce us to some of them right now. Actually, some, I will admit, some of these names that I'm not familiar with. So let's just go with a few of them. Farah Boulay. Who is Farah Boulay, Tariq Khan?
Farah Boulay is a cool human being, first of all. She's an MC. She actually toured when she was very young. She was touring with Wu-Tang. And now she, you know, she's a grown woman. I mean, I don't want to speak for her, but she has kind of her own niche called Tribal Hop, where she's representing these cultural influences, whether it's African or Afro-Caribbean or roots reggae, but all throwing that into hip-hop. But she got her own way. She got this confident vibe, man, like...
So what are we gonna hear?
The song's called Bonsai, and she kills it. It's nasty.
I cut my bonsai with my third eye. That was my multi-dimensional sight. We all got one when we don't live a lie. Soon as you judge, a part of you die. Don't ask me, ask the person inside. That's your karmic energy, right, right? Let me take a moment to express my current state of mind while I stand right by my own side. Get it. I'm in the mix, but I'm not in the mix. Usually one paradox from the shift. While I'm sitting back, that cigar hanging from my lip. Think about the lack of regard for a gift, see? So I hit him with the ohm. Balance them chakras and bring them souls home. Like abracadabra, let's get in the zone. Both eyes closed, silence your dome. Please, take a chance on me. Show me how far you would fall when you lean. Need a few eyeballs just to see what you see. Cause it's not about you, it's not about me. Indeed. Lessons are learned, bridges are burned. Lessons are blessings, you take what you earn. We need to discern, be more concerned. The Nebuchadnezzar awaits a return. Believe it or not, you are not what you got. I'm talking to having the have and have nots. We are the intergalactic robots with the world on our box. Watch me get low, low, low. Indeed. Place. Watch me get low, 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 low. Indeed, take it away. I love it. Let me get some bass. Get served to deal what I deal with. Who could imagine a girl that could spit? Who would have fathomed? You gotta be hood, can't have class. You gotta look good, have a fatty. Don't daddy, that's not fair. Put it in the air while they braid my hair, cause I'm cold. Rio, got that Clio. The way I put them in, Macanudo. Hey, I got a riddle for ya. A little boy, yeah, sat on his porch, listening to the culture. Little boy Zoo quickly lost focus cause he saw big cars, but didn't see the vultures. But I'm here, yeah, hardly hard pressed. Don't do lines cause it gets me vexed. Makes me lean to the right, then to the left. Beam in the light, am I under arrest? Look, 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 look. Watch me get, watch me get. Watch me get, watch me get, watch me get, watch me get, watch me get low, 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 low. Yeah. Let me get some strings.
At Hybrid Music. We're here speaking with the founder and curator of Hybrid Music, Tariq Khan, telling his story, which is really a story about artist psychology.
I mean, you know, putting them in the zone, I suppose.
Why can't an artist get to that place on their own? Why do they need an audience to begin with?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, you got these two types of artists. You got like introverted artists and more social context artists. A lot of art, I think most artists feed off of the energy in a room. and they get into a room that's the wrong crowd for them, it's going to affect their performance. There's also the side of it, like when they get into a studio, they're often thinking work. They're under the pressure of paying for the studio per hour, of paying all their musicians. They got to get the take now, or they're going to lose money. I suppose it's a skill set for an artist to be able to work through all that pressure and give a really inspired performance. And people designing these studios, they try to make them look like spaceships, you know, like they're on the Star Trek Enterprise when behind the board. But that's not where artists are playing the most comfortably, usually. So our space, it looks like a venue. Looks kind of like a club. They walk in, they're like, oh, this feels familiar. This is some double-decker version of Smalls or some kind of mini rock. Well, you know, it's all warm earth tones. There's wood everywhere, warm lighting. And there's, you know, if you get a crowd of their peers, there's that side of it too. There's always 10 to 15 of the baddest players, musicians, vocalists are in the audience watching them play. And, you know, people are having a couple drinks. So it's a much more social atmosphere, and the whole vibe is different.
Another artist, Smithsonian.
The Smithsonian is the singer, lead singer from Freelance. And
he plays drums too, is that correct?
Yeah, he's crazy. He plays drums, he sings, he writes, and all at a super high level. One of the most humble dudes. He was actually playing drums for Bilal for a while, for a minute. In Bilal's band, it's just there was a minute where all his musicians were casually crazy singers. but none of them were putting it in his face. So he would just hear, like, Tim sing a little something. He'd be like, what the f***? I didn't know you sang like that. Yeah, so Tim is one of those dudes who he's got his own sound. And, yeah, that's probably, I'd say they're, like, they might be my favorite band in the cities.
All right, let's listen to a little bit of Smithsonian.
And yeah, this is a song, In Night Skies.
Wonder why my night's so bright and daytime's dark. Work away the sun and then our love can't stop. The starless skies, our minds relax, free from stress and problems we haven't solved quite yet. How I wish that with this kiss we could forever.
At Hybrid Music, speaking to its founder and curator, Tariq Khan, the platform that recently launched, propping up artists that sometimes fall through the cracks of our traditional media, and has a brilliant website that you can go to and watch these videos, hybridmusic.com. So everybody loves Kimbra. Why does everybody love Kimbra?
Well, I mean, musically, she's a beast. Like, her melodies are crazy. Everything's original. She can touch all these different energies when she's singing.
We fumble around.
You know, she's crossed from pop artists to soul artist records. She worked with Snoop Dogg. You know, she's worked across many different genres.
And she has all the cats on her recordings, generally speaking.
Yeah, yeah. Working with Thundercat. She's kind of got her fingers in a lot of things. But she's also one of those artists who can fit in all these different zones. You know, she's not creatively limited. We did a music video with her here where she's just playing Rhodes and singing.
You got speed, and I slid through the back door. You and I gonna die free, because we're fighting in the good war.
Kimbra here at the Hybrid Music Recording Lounge in Bushwick, Brooklyn, the online media platform showcasing the artists of today and amplifying their sound to the world. So Artists Interviewing Artists is the series that you do as a Facebook live stream.
The idea behind the Artists Interviewing Artists series is to just get people who have some kind of history together. You know, we also did, like, Justin Stanton interview Chris Bullock from Snarky Puppy. You know, guys who have been on tour, they got stories to share. They don't need to actually be trained interview person, because it's kind of just friends hanging out. Sometimes they pull out stories that you would never hear them pull out unless they were talking with somebody they're really comfortable with.
The last one with Melanie Charles and Marcus Strickland. Melanie Charles interviewing Marcus about his Blue Note recording, People of the Sun. Take us to a moment in the Melanie Charles, Marcus Strickland conversation that you thought was illuminating.
Okay, I remember the moment where Marcus was being asked by Melanie,
are there some female artists, musicians, instrumentalists that you want to shout out, that you love their work?
And then, you know, he just flips and he's like,
Melanie Charles.
I did not ask that question.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I didn't ask that question for this, by the
Melanie
way.
Charles, first of all.
Thank you.
Let's just, like, in all of her glory.
Thank you.
She's one of the most abundant musicians I've ever encountered.
There was also a lot of love for Roy Hargrove. Rest in peace.
I think the first time that I encountered Roy was on TV, BET actually. It was him. It was a young Roy Hargrove with Antonio Hart in his quintet, and they were playing Public Eye. It was very iconic for me to watch that. Mm. Like, he represented youth. Mm. Like, jazz is always put on TV as, like, you know, you see Frank Sinatra smoking cigars something, or cigarette. To see that kind of context, young brothers all up on stage, dressed to the T. And when you see him play, you can tell he's like really giving his all. Mm-hmm. So that made a very lasting impression on me.
Mm. You know, there are people who make music, who play music, who want to be on stage, or, you know, who want to write a cool tune. Mm-hmm. But Roy was really about the music.
Yeah, he knew the lyrics. He could sing those lyrics.
He could play all the tunes on piano.
Yeah, he knew all kinds of tunes, like obscure standards that nobody at the session would know, but they would learn it right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
Call out the changes, break it down right then and there.
Man.
You know, like, that's love.
That's love.
That is pure love.
Sitting here with Tariq Khan, what's the vision of what this organization will be, let's just say, 6 months down the road?
We run our business out of here, and then the money that we make, me and Nikki, we pump it right back into this hybridmusic.com platform.
And you do it purely out of the love of the music and the artists.
What's crazy is that most of these artists, or this level of artists, 30 years ago, if they're not signed, they would have been signed. They're ridiculously talented. The most talented pool of creative, original, virtuosic artists, like, on the planet. There's pockets of it around. But in New York, they're all like 20-minute subway ride away from each other. They all cross-pollinate, work with each other. It's a pretty amazing culture here that is not really represented. You know, you'll have the jazz people on this side, and then there's the hip-hop guys. There's a few pockets for, like, hip-hop musician-based acts. There's the soul. There's kind of like that West Village R&B vibe. There's the songwriter culture, you know, underneath, like, Emily King. And, you know, there's all these different pockets, but everybody works together. They know each other. There's the producers, right? Taylor McFerrin and Ray Angry, and that love scene with Christopher Turner And then, like, that progressive stuff with, you know, Big Yuki, for example. But all these dudes know each other. They're not really defining themselves or restricting themselves to one style of music. But if you try to look them up, that's the only way you're going to find them, kind of in separate corners. Because for some reason, the platforms are too focused on their audience and less focused on the actual reality of what the culture is. And if their audience only wants to see jazz or only wants to see hip-hop, well, you're only getting a small corner of what this culture really is. And I think it's a little unfortunate because it's a lot more amazing and cohesive than people might realize.
Let's listen to some more music from the Hybrid Recording Lounge. This is Ghost Note. Funk That Motherfunker, performed by Ghost Note. Just a little taste. But you can watch the full video by going to hybridmusic.com.
Tariq Khan, we're going to wrap this up. Thank you for spending time with us to talk about your hybrid music project. Let's just be clear. This is a recording studio, but it also behaves as a concert, a performance space, and also people live here.
Yeah, I mean, we've been making a lot of great records and secret jam sessions that are like all the rage. We just kind of call the heads and try to keep it under wraps so that the room is full of friends that don't necessarily get to come together as often as they like, all in one space. And we've had some really amazing moments. So,
yeah. All right, secret jam sessions. You gotta just paint a picture here.
Well, let's see. One of the last ones who we all have in the room at the same time. We had Louis Cato, Corey Henry, Nick Hakim, Bilal, Casa Overall, Mr. Brady Watt, who just moved to LA. So hopefully he'll be back here sometime when we do them again. Keon Harrell, Maurice Brown's usually coming through. You know, all the heads, Chelsea Barrett's.
Are you pressing record during all this?
Sometimes I record it, sometimes I don't, but I never release it. You know, it's really just for fun, if anything. Marcus Gilmore was also shows his face here during those jams. Man, those jams are dope. Christopher Turner, there's a long list. There's been a few hundred people too, but those are some of the jams that when you get like five or six of them playing at the same time, just free form, some crazy happens. Mm-hmm.
Tariq Khan making crazy happen here on the Checkout. Thanks for spending some time with us. We look forward to seeing how this nonprofit project evolves.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Simon. Appreciate you, brother.
We'll leave you with a brand new recording from Hybrid Music. This music video is actually still in production, but we have the audio. We just got it from Tariq Khan. This is Keon Harrell's Bubba. Keon Harrell, the trumpeter, performing at Hybrid Music, Bubba. And the trumpeter is coming to this year's Cape Town International Jazz Festival beginning March 29th. And maybe I'll see you there. We have a huge WBGO group going along with us. If you see me out in South Africa, please say hello. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast already, do it. What are you waiting for? We're on all the platforms, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, and all of our shows are archived at checkoutjazz.org. There you can also watch some of the videos of our artists featured today, like Smithsonian and Farah Boulay. And also make sure to follow us on social media. We have a Facebook page. At Checkout Jazz is our Twitter handle. You can find me at Simon Rettner on Instagram. And follow all the lovely folks at Hybrid Music too, Tariq Khan and Nikki Birch. We thank you for your work in this city. I'd like to give a special shout out and thanks to our production assistant, Anthony Nieves. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.